Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about poison ivy. Walking in the woods recently, I came across a patch of poison ivy in a place where I had not seen it before. I try to keep track of where poison ivy is growing so I can keep my dogs and myself out of it. I pretty much have a live and let live attitude about the beings I encounter in the woods. If they don't bite me, I don't bite them, which is the same policy, really, that poison ivy has. The only time poison ivy bites is when you accidentally disturb it. And you can't say that about mosquitoes, black flies, and ticks. Poison ivy contains the chemical urushiol, which is an irritant that causes the itchy rash. Urushiol is in the sap, which is in every part of the plant, leaves, stems, roots, and berries. The sap gets released when there is a break anywhere in the surface of the plant. Therefore, supposedly, if you touch the plant without breaking its surface, you would not get a rash. This I have found to be true. It used to be thought that if you scratched a poison ivy rash and broke open the blisters, you would spread the rash. This is not true. But the urushiol can adhere to your clothing, your shoes, your tools, your dog, and touching these affected surfaces can give you poison ivy rash long after you have encountered the actual plant. Urushiol can also be released if poison ivy plants are burned, causing eye, nose, throat, and lung irritation, and even systemic inflammation. If you wash the affected area right away with just plain water, or perhaps witch hazel, you can remove the urushiol before it penetrates the skin. Just don't use soap, which apparently can spread the urushiol. The wildflower jewelweed, also known as touch-me-not, can also be effective. Crush the flowers and stems and rub the mess on the skin immediately after an exposure. It is thought to block receptors in the skin from taking up the urushiol. A friend of mine uses jewelweed to prevent a poison ivy rash by rubbing the herb on his skin before he comes in contact with the plant. He demonstrated this by smearing his face, arms, and hands with jewelweed and then lying down in a patch of poison ivy with no apparent ill effects. As much as we dread coming in contact with poison ivy, there are many who have welcomed and even venerated this plant. Poison ivy is now used to prevent beach erosion by protecting the sand dunes. Poison ivy can establish itself in the sandy soil of beaches where many other plants cannot grow. Its roots help hold the dunes together and prevent wind erosion, while its leaves also catch and hold the blowing sand, helping sustain this fragile ecosystem. Furthermore, poison ivy keeps people from walking on the sand dunes, an effective deterrent even better than keep-out signs, since foot traffic is a major contributor to dune deterioration. Poison ivy has been around for a long time. Poison ivy fossils have been found in the United States that are 40 million years old. It is an ancient part of our ecosystem and provides food for bears, deer, rabbits, and mice who eat the leaves and stems, while many birds eat the white berries that come ripe at the end of the season. Native Americans have been using poison ivy to treat warts and other skin ailments long before Captain John Smith wrote about this poisoned weed in his Chronicles of Virginia in 1608. And poison ivy seeds have been found in a Native American medicine pouch dating from the 13th century in what is now Colorado. This tells us that poison ivy seeds were considered to be medicinal. It also suggests that poison ivy may have been revered for its energetic properties. The wisdom of poison ivy is that it does not attack unless it is attacked first. When this happens, its defense is direct and powerful. Poison ivy is a good magical ally to have in defending ourselves in this sometimes hazardous and uncertain world. And so, with a newfound respect for poison ivy, I say, Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.